With youth suicide rates at crisis point in many Aboriginal communities, health professionals and governments alike are struggling to find a way to address chronic mental illness. Now, a new long-term study looking at the mental health issues among mothers of Aboriginal children aims to offer some insight into breaking the cycle. It's tracked the mental health records of Aboriginal women in Western Australia over a 23-year period and found that they're drastically overrepresented. Bridget Fitzgerald filed this report.
There's been a strange kind of myth that Aboriginal women don't get depressed.
Professor Rhonda Marriott had heard that theory too often. She wanted to prove it wrong and show that, in fact, Aboriginal women were at much greater risk.
Substance abuse and mood disorders, which include anxiety, you know, issues that are in the family, intergenerational trauma. But there was also a range of psychological disorders similar to what you would see in mainstream populations.
Rhonda Marriott directs the Nyack Yeera Aboriginal Health Centre at Perth's Murdoch University. She and her team wanted to look at maternal mental health, and they did so comprehensively, analysing more than two decades' worth of hospital and outpatient records for the mothers of more than 40,000 Aboriginal children born between 1990 and 2013.
34% of Aboriginal children in that cohort, their mothers had a mental health contact in the 5 years prior to birth and the 1 year post-birth.
It's difficult to compare directly with the non-Aboriginal population, but based on a similar study led by University of Western Australia academic Dr. Melissa O'Donnell, the risk of mental health issues in Aboriginal mothers appears to be more than double.
If we look at the 1 year prior to birth and the 1 year post, she showed a 15% prevalence.
We are seeing the downstream effects of colonisation-related trauma, stolen generations, the breakdown of family and kinship structure.
Dr. Siva Bala from the Royal Australian and New Zealand College of Psychiatrists is the chair of the Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Mental Health Committee. He says healthcare workers need to work with communities to make sure mothers are supported medically and culturally.
And we need to embed that in services that are friendly to Aboriginal people, that are free from discrimination or marginalisation.
And for Rhonda Marriott, unless healthcare models are improved, it's the children of these women who will suffer.
We know that children are going to be caught up in that. They're going to be supported with a great deal of love, but they're also going to be exposed to some complex trauma and complexities of mental health.
That's Murdoch University's Professor Rhonda Marriott ending Bridget Fitzgerald's report. And a footnote to that, the research will be published today in the medical journal BMJ Open.